This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Okay, what's that?
A group of heavily armed Muslim extremists are now in custody in New Mexico. Officials saying there are that five adults, including the two men you see on your screen, are facing child abuse charges after authorities discovered they were hiding 11 children, children between the ages of 1 and 15 in a remote compound. The local sheriff describes it as the saddest living conditions and poverty he's ever seen, with the kids having only dirty rags for clothing. Amid other horrifying details, they were starving. Joining us now with more is Monique Jacobson, Cabinet Secretary for New Mexico's Children, Youth, and Families Department. Monique, I read this morning. It took my breath away. Tell us what you know.
So it's certainly heartbreaking. The children are in our custody now. And, you know, our focus has been and will continue to be really the safety and well-being of these children.
What do they look like?
So, you know, we can't ever really talk specifically about the actual children that we're working with in this case.
Well, that's just their condition. Right. I mean, it was written about that they were starved, that they were deprived of water. Basic sanitation, no education. You can't confirm or deny any of these details. I think the American people want to know about this. It's that horrific.
Certainly. So I can tell you that what we do in a situation like this, the very first thing that we do is really make sure that we can get those most basic needs met. So ensure that we're getting the children food, water, that we get them cleaned up and comfortable clothing. And then, of course, we have a lot of other assessments that need to occur, medical assessments, you know, making sure that we are doing forensic interviews so we can understand exactly what they know and what's gone on in their living conditions. So we've been working, you know, around the clock to get all of this done. And again, really focusing on what we can do to decrease the trauma that these children may have experienced.
Some of these were, we understand, they're related to them, parents, but it's not clear who they all were. Some of them were mothers that allowed them to live in this condition. And the child that they were looking for has been abducted by one of the parents, correct?
That's my understanding, yes, that's how they ended up coming to that site.
But it hasn't been found yet, correct?
That's correct. That's not one of the children that we have in our custody.
Right. Are any of the children saying anything about, you know, why this happened to them, especially the older children? Did they give you any insights yet?
So, no, you know, again, in a situation like this, we work with trained forensic interviewers who are, again, trained in how to talk to children and really get them to open up. But we do know oftentimes it will take a good deal of time before children are comfortable enough that they will talk to us about what all they have experienced in their life up till now.
And do you have any idea how long they've been held in these conditions?
Those are all the kinds of questions that we're working to gather information on as we speak.
All right. Well, we got to get more information on this because my viewers want to know, and I know people all across the country are trying to figure out how this happened, who these abductors were, and what, if any, sicko motivation, including religious motivation, there could have been.
A lot of facts still missing on this raid, and thank God. I mean, the reports are that a couple of weeks earlier they had went out there, the police had gone out there, but there wasn't enough reason for them to really check it out any further. And it was because of a call that came in that said, you know, the kids were starving there, that they decided to go back and said, look, they had to really check this out. A result, here it is, you know, kids ages 1 to 15. in the most deplorable of conditions. It's absolutely heartbreaking, to say the least. And of course, there's more to be derived from this story. And I know that Laura was frustrated because she couldn't get all the information, as we were frustrated hearing about it. But of course, we'll keep you apprised and give you the latest on that as they become available. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Lots of things to talk about. We're going to start it off with Maria Espinoza, the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who've been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Hope everything's going well in your world.
Yeah, it's going well. We're getting ready to head west, so hop, skip, and a jump. California, Hawaii, see the grandkid, you know, and have some downtime a little bit. Try to decompress if I can on this trip coming up, but looking forward to that.
Fort down while you're out.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Hey, I want to get into what Donald Trump has threatened in terms of shutting down the government over the wall and, you know, in this whole catch and release situation. But before we do, I wanted to get your take on what was reported yesterday out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, you know, a raid on that compound that turned up 11 children wearing rags and living in filth, and also broke open a bizarre tale of guns, exorcism, and a search for a missing young boy who suffers from seizures and is nowhere to be found. This according to Fox News.
Right. Yeah, I hadn't really taken a close look at that one, you know, Bill. But, you know, it shows these... you know, the detention centers that we have them in because of their parents placed them in this situation is certainly, and I am looking at the photo now, it's just really terrible here. Mm. And, you know, if anyone travels in another country, you can see I've been to Honduras, Mexico. A lot of this is what you see over there. Mm-hmm. You know, tin roofs and dirt floors, and this is the way they live, and here we have it here in the United States.
Well, this is to your point here, and you and I touched on this, I think, you know, the last time we talked, is that we are importing this into this country. And this is why borders matter. And why the rule of law matters is that, yes, you know, it's interesting. Progressives focus on the impact that it has on the kids. Yes, that's part and parcel. But you want to try to, you know, they want to deal with the problem. Their answer is let's deal with the problem when they're here in America. And what Trump and, you know, conservatives are saying, no, that it needs to be taken care of in their homeland because they're going to be better served there. That's their culture. That's their people. Not coming here and being subject to, you know, human trafficking and God only knows what about this story yet, because we're still, you know, we're just hearing bizarre tales. You know, we really don't have the facts yet.
Right. right. We're probably scraping the surface there, but you're absolutely right. And as you can see that, number one, we should I'm all for if that country and their citizens are willing to learn from the United States and what we have here, you know, teach them teach them to fish and take care of it over there. But as you can see, look at what's happening in Europe. You know, they welcomed all these refugees and immigrants, and look at the problem that they're having. Huge escalation in, number one, they're losing their culture. There's attacks on the citizens. They're, you know, rape and molestation of women and young girls and boys skyrockets. Mm-hmm. You have no laws being abided by, especially those who came from another country who want to place their cultures and customs over that country's.
But, well, the accommodation is extreme, Maria. I mean, because even the people, you know, that are subjected to this kind of illegality, whose children are raped, I mean, they're almost told, you know, why are you complaining? You know, just, you know, that's all part of, you know, us, you know, it's all part of the assimilation process, and we just have to understand that. Really?
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, and look at the parents, again, who place their young girls, their daughters, on birth control, knowing that they're going to be placed in these dangerous situations and raped and you know, beaten. And it's just horrific, and it's not acceptable. And that's why we need that border wall. Well, we have to follow President Donald Trump's America First agenda, because it not only helps America, but it also helps keep other people safe so that they will not be placing themselves and their children in dangerous situations.
Yeah, I just don't understand why progressives and liberals are fighting that cause. Because if it was their children, I mean, you have to really twist yourself into some sort of pretzel logic to blame Trump for this when, you know, you would think that you'd be able to sit around and have a reasonable conversation and really break this down and come up with some solutions that would really serve these young kids. I mean, you know, first of all, there are legal entry points to come into the country. This is the other thing that's being overlooked. Is they don't come. I mean, the reason that they're in this situation, that they find themselves and separated, is because mom and dad broke the law. They chose not to come through the legal ports of entry. You know, they were jumping the fences, and so now you've broken the law, so now you've got to go through, you know, that process as a result of breaking the law. Now, if you'd have gone through the legal portals that are established, what, some 50, 60 entry points that you can come
ports
in legally, ports of entry. So if they'd have come through, they'd have been processed, and like everybody else, their case would have been heard, and if they were refugees and declared to be refugees, they would be allowed to enter in legal form and fashion and not have to live in the shadows. But still, some people have been convinced that the way to get into America is to break into America, and then you have all these ensuing results, and you've got the you know, the liberals and progressives, you know, crying out loud about it. But, you know, that's not the answer. I mean, because now we've overwhelmed the system. Now they want, you know, to disband ICE. And, you know, that's their solution. Are you kidding me? I mean, we've got illegal activity. So let's make sure the people who are, who are supporting and defending our legal rights, let's get rid of them.
Exactly. You know, remember the cartel controls that border. All the southern border is controlled by the cartel. I was in a hearing or a trial yesterday where an illegal alien got in trouble. He drove his car into a home and then fled. And look at this. In 1990, he spent $7,000 on a coyote to enter illegally. This is in the 90s, Bill. So
yes.
These individuals, how do they come up with the money when they're living in squatter here, and how did they come up with the money? This guy was a two-time, he entered illegally twice. He had multiple crimes, including drug distribution, drug driving, and spent 5 years already in prison. And so this guy is trying to make a claim that he wants to stay here. He will spend some jail time here, but then he'll be deported. But again, if we don't have a wall, these are the type of people who will come here. They know that they're going to get a lot more freebies if they claim that they are illegal aliens. And you can see that the Democrat Party is bending over backwards for illegal aliens and trying to whittle away our rule of law.
Well, Marie, we've got about 30 seconds before we go to break here. But, you know, this is the established pattern. They are trained, you know, the people coming in, they know, they're trained how to break the law here. And we've got plenty of Democrats lined up and progressives lined up to support their illegality, which is unconscionable when they take a vow to protect and serve the American people and to make sure that they are defending our constitutional rights. We've got more from Maria Espinosa on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
When it's hurting, you show me what healing can do. When it's hatred, you show me how kindness can move. When it's fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me.
is live.
HOA Life is fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Maria Espinosa continues, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, I want to have a moment here to get an update on the Remembrance Project. Tell our audience what you're doing now.
Right now, Bill, we're busy trying to sort of tie up some loose ends and making sure that our United States attorneys are following the Attorney General Sessions' directives and, you know, enforcing law and prosecuting these individuals who assault agents and making sure that they are also we're going to push on going after the employers. You know, that's something that really we need to stop that magnet. You know, I've met with some law enforcement in Texas and down in the South Texas especially. There's a huge problem down there. But, you know, we're working kind of methodically and quietly in a way. I guess now not so quietly. But, you know, we want to make sure that that we do not lose the rule of law. As you can see with this abolish ICE movement, it's completely ridiculous since ICE is the only law enforcement in the interior that we have to fight illegal immigration. And well, it does a lot more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's clear that people do not know what ICE does.
Right. Right, exactly. I mean, this is national security issues and, you know, international affairs, you know, so there's a huge, there's so much that ICE does. It's just not removing illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the whole hot point right now is this whole issue of kids being separated from their parents. And Maria, look, we're all parents and we understand it. And, but, you know, it's like, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know, I think that they're doing the best they can with the conditions. And, you know, and it's not like the Democrats are coming and offering any better idea other than, well, just let the people come in. Well, no, we're not going to exacerbate law breaking. I mean, that's not the answer. I mean, we've got to come in with a solution here that, oh, yes, is consistent with our U.S. Constitution and protects the citizens who are trying to live by the laws of our Constitution.
Right. Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, are we going to have laws or are we not? Are we going to enforce those laws only on a group of people like the citizens of the United States and let the others, like illegal aliens, slide? So, you know, there's a reason that we have our Constitution. It's worked. We have immigration laws, a front door for people to come in. If we want them to arrive, that's another good baseline here, Bill, because we do not have to allow anyone into our country. That's the starting point of this whole topic. And if you cannot enter here on a good record and show that you have maybe credible fear, if you're seeking asylum, and you're not you have the skills that America needs, not putting out of work an American citizen, you know, then we should not allow these individuals here. So I think people have to understand that's a baseline.
So we need to look at the proposition. You know, I often say that with anything, does it add or take away? And it's down to immigration. You know, progressives will cite the immigrants who have contributed, but they don't want to talk about those that have found their way into sanctuary cities and have been allowed to just ravage and torment the local population. And it's so overwhelming for them that the locals, they're not even sure, you know, who to trust and what they can do about this. They just, you know, they close their doors early. They don't go to their parks. You know, their children are deprived of benefits of being a citizen in order to accommodate these non-citizens. How is that fair?
Yes, absolutely not fair. And, you know, a lot of these legislators, you know, they say one thing and they talk about something totally different. For instance, U.S. Senator Corey Stewart, you know, he was on television talking about if you don't have a heart, then America doesn't have a heart if you bring in these illegal aliens. But, you know, what he failed to do is to mention that when he was running for mayor, Bill, in Newark, New Jersey, Dashaun Harvey, Ilfema Hightower, Terrence Ariel, and Natalie Ariel were all attacked by illegal aliens. These are college students who were just minding their own business, hanging out at a playground, just talking when these illegal aliens attacked them. Fortunately and miraculously, Natasha Hightower, survived, and Corey, I think I misspoke, it's Cory Booker, who was running for mayor in New Jersey. And now he ran for mayor, was elected on removing sanctuary cities and making their community safe. And yet he has completely ignored these families and what took place, where these four college students were attacked with machetes. The girls were raped, shot in the back of the head. And again, Natalie survived miraculously, and she testified against all six of those gang members. So, and now he's talking about you don't have a heart. Yes. If America doesn't accept these illegal aliens, the same type of people who attacked these four citizens in his district. So this is double standard completely. Illegal aliens are untouchable, but yet they don't care about American children.
Yeah, why would you defend an MS-13 gang over your citizens? MS-13 has been tormenting the cities around this country, been killing, you know, our children. And the thing is, they're killing mostly Hispanics, you know, and what are Hispanics somewhat, we don't count, so we're expendable, and it doesn't matter as far as Cory Booker and the other Democrats. I mean, is that what they think?
I think so. I think that they don't care about the Hispanic community and the Black community. Look, in California, it is a known fact that the illegal alien gangs have been trying to push out the Black people who had lived in that community for generations, and the same in this Cory Booker situation. All four of these young college students were Black, and he can't even defend them, and he's selecting to choose with his lawlessness of the illegal aliens being here. He can't even force existing laws.
I mean, to what end here? I mean, this is the thing. I mean, I've heard people say, well, they're trying to, you know, bring in new voters, and this is why they want to open up the borders, because Democrats have lost, voters. And so if they bring all these illegals in, this is the future vote and the way for them to stay in office. I mean, I think it's much more diabolical than this. I think it's a situation where, they really just hate the country. They hate what it stands for. And their answer is this progressivism that's been around forever. As soon as the founding fathers said, look, we got a great idea. Here's this great American experiment. We're going to turn the pyramid of governance upside down. There's not going to be, it's not about the elites. It's not about the kings. It's about we the people. And when that happened, you had the antithetical forces saying, oh, no. And meanwhile, by the grace of God, blessed by God, this nation has become what it has become. But this is why it's so critical that people like yourselves, Maria, and myself, and those that are listening, that we take a stand and we fight for liberty. This is the home of the brave. And many brave have paid that ultimate price for us to enjoy the liberties that we enjoy today. But it's not over. We have to continue to stand for freedom, do we not?
Absolutely. That's a great battle cry, Bill. And, you know, we have nowhere else to go. If no one else is going to do it, we need to do this. We need to step up to the plate and help out our country.
Well, without a doubt, like someone said last night, I was watching a movie. He says, this is the land of the free because of the brave. And this is a time that the brave are being called to step forward and stand together, unified, for the sake of the foundation of this very country we live in.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first wave of reimposed U.S. sanctions on Iran are back in place. They'd been suspended by the 2015 nuclear agreement, but President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that agreement 3 months ago. This first round of reimposed sanctions hits Iran's trade in gold and other precious metals and a wide range of currency transactions. In November, they'll include Iran's oil exports. U.S. Senate Republican and sometimes critic of President Trump's Lindsey Graham is with them on this one.
And he's going to reimpose sanctions until Iran changes its behavior. So what he's told Europe and every other business, you can do business with Iran, but you can't do business with us. You got to pick.
NASCAR CEO Larry France now taking a leave of absence after his Sunday arrest for driving under the influence and possessing oxycodone pills. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Give me grace when I need it. I say 2020, now I see that. You made me feel what happened, so I can be all that I am. Give me faith to believe it. When it hurts, there's a real good reason. You made me feel what happened, so I can be all that I am.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. 28 minutes before the top of the hour again, we're grateful to Maria Espinoza, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who've been killed by illegal aliens. And she's just done outstanding work. Check out the Remembrance Project and, come alongside. I mean, this is a time when all hands are required to come on deck to take on the situation that we find ourselves in today, and that is that our Constitution is under attack. I mean, this is a culture war, and this is one that has been going on for quite a while. John Zemerick joins us right now. He's a co-author with Al Parada, their book. I tell you, I love this book for many reasons. Yes, there's a bit of satire and things that you can chuckle about, but it meets the road. It's the rubber is meeting the road in this book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, an American First Manifesto. As Ronald Reagan said, a nation that cannot control its borders is not a nation. John Zemerick, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thanks, Bill. It's good to be on.
Well, you know, I want to talk about Tommy Robinson, but before we do, because our audience may not be fully aware of Tommy, I want to just, kind of bring into focus what your book, what you and Al had addressed in Immigration, an American First Manifesto. I mean, to me, this is just another one of those bricks in the wall that progressives have been trying to take out in hopes of crumbling a nation that was founded on constitutional principles, is it not?
Right. They want to flood the country with low-skill workers and their families at a time when we don't have jobs for them. They know that even if those people work for a little while, the million or so mostly low-skill immigrants they're bringing in legally and the hundreds of thousands they're allowing in illegally, will very quickly a lot of them end up on the welfare system. In fact, already disproportionately recent immigrants, especially from Latin America, are much more likely to use welfare, food stamps, something like that, than native-born Americans from whatever ethnic group or social class. So what's that doing is creating captive voters for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. So if you just want to turn America into a socialist country, if you want to promote Venezuelan-style economics and radical social policies, all you keep doing is flooding in new voters. It's like, imagine you had strongly anti-communist Cubans flooding into America. I think we Republicans would be thrilled. Well, likewise, the Democrats are bringing in people who are used to a corrupt socialist country where the government really wields the power, and so the point is to gain control of the government because private enterprise will always be looted by the state. So really, what you need to do is get in good with the government.
Exactly.
71% of immigrants from Mexico, 71% want a bigger government.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, right there.
Well, that's what they know. That's how they've been raised, John. They've been indoctrinated. I mean, early age. They don't know about this kind of country that we have where I keep telling people it's like the pyramid, the organizational structure, which normally forms a pyramid, has been turned upside down. Our founding fathers purposely turned it upside down and said it was going to happen through we the people. They're at the top. It's no longer going to be about kings or an elite ruling class. But that has been the pressure from day one, that dynamic tension that has been has been spearheaded by Democrats. I mean, you got to call them out for what they are, and Democrats, members in the Democratic Party today are slowly but surely waking up and realizing that Joe Manchin is kind of a dinosaur looking for a mate here in the 21st century, the Democratic Party. He doesn't have a party to belong to anymore.
No, the new Democratic Party is Maxine Waters, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, look at people like Kirsten Gillibrand, who was a pro-gun moderate Democrat. Oh, she has morphed into a radical leftist. Mm-hmm. I think the most important thing we need to know about immigration is, and we go through this in the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. We go through the history of immigration. We talk about what the radical difference between what's happening now and what happened in the past. 100 years ago, we had empty farmland, we had exploding industries, we needed low-skill immigration, and we did not have a welfare state. 1 out of 3 Italians who came to America as immigrants went back home because they didn't find congenial work. They couldn't support themselves. Nobody goes home now because the welfare state is a glue trap. Immigrants come in, but they don't come out.
Right.
Because you're better off here on welfare than you are in their home countries working 60, 70 hours a week.
Yeah.
That right there just tells you everything you need to know. It's like opening the Plaza Hotel in New York to the homeless. Yeah, they're going to stay.
Of course.
I mean, I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've become the Hotel California, right?
You can check out, but you will never leave, right?
Exactly.
And it's all about packing the roles with Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So if you care about any issue on the right, pro-life, pro-gun, free speech, religious liberty, immigration cancels them all. It is shaking the etch-a-sketch of American politics, turning one state from red to blue after another. California used to be the political home of Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. Now it's like the northernmost state of Mexico politically.
Right.
The Republicans aren't even competitive there. The Democrats just need to keep the doors open a few more years, and we will never again have a Republican president, a pro-life president. We're done. The Supreme Court will be clones of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We'll all be living through weekend at Ruth Bader's for the rest of our lives.
Well, and people need to understand as well is that when you consider the Democratic Party and its its principles and what they're putting out there, as you say today, what it's morphed into. Do not associate them with the Constitution. You are deluding yourself if you think that there's any constitutional foundation to that party.
The most important thing right now is we stop the Democrats from winning the midterm election, because that will reverse Trump's election. We'll spend the next 2 years on a pointless, made-up impeachment trial. Nothing will get accomplished. We won't build a wall. We won't get anything under control in immigration. We won't fix the budget. We might not even be able to do decent foreign policy. This November 6th election is a rerun. It decides whether Trump will be an effective president or whether Nancy Pelosi will be the effective president of the United States.
Well, America's had two years of empirical evidence. If that isn't enough and they want to turn this into a hellhole, then the Republicans...
Here's their chance to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Really.
Here's your chance.
Hey, let's talk about Tommy Robinson real quick. Got a couple of minutes here. Tell our audience about Tommy. This is incredible, but he's free for now. But go ahead and give us a quick summary.
Yeah, we've got a piece at stream.org about that. Tommy Robinson is a grassroots, blue-collar English guy who learned about the fact that Muslim migrant gangs are sexually exploiting and raping thousands of young British girls, and the police were doing absolutely nothing about it out of fear of being called racist. And he documented this, despite the fact that the police were trying to cover it up, and now he was documenting another such case, and they found the legal technicality. They threw him in jail. They arrested him, tried him, and sentenced him all in a four-hour period. And then they slapped a reporting ban on his trial, so you couldn't even write about it in the media in England.
And the jail they sent him to wasn't some, it was a hellhole into itself. It was probably one of the worst jails you could have been sent to, right?
Right, full of Muslims who threatened his life. It's amazing he got out alive, in part because of Donald Trump. Sam Brownback, our international ambassador for religious liberty, actually notified the British government that the U.S. was concerned about the safety of Tommy Robinson. And I think that's why he's free today. If you continue exposing the danger that Sharia law poses to the West.
Well, not only across the pond here in this country, there are some that just cannot handle the truth. But meanwhile, we will continue to be faithful to that end, because the truth does matter. John Zemerich, senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for all the details on Tommy Robinson and everything else. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Bullying and cyberbullying are at an all-time high, with nearly 1 out of 4 U.S. students having been bullied. To help erase bullying for good, Pilot partnered for the fourth year with Stomp Out Bullying, the nation's leading bullying and cyberbullying prevention organization. The initiative aims to raise awareness and ensure parents, educators, and students have access to valuable resources. Pilot is donating 10 cents of every specially marked package of Friction Clicker Erasable Gel Ink Pens purchased during back to school. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert and mom.
Bullying can have severe consequences for our children, but there are ways we can help. Encourage your children to seek help from trusted adults and stand up for themselves and others, being upstanders rather than bystanders.
For students who are helping to erase bullying or making a difference in their communities in another way, Pilot is sponsoring the 2018 G2 Overachievers Grant. For more information, visit helperasebullying.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out on the gray, so I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life.
Bill Martinez live.
Like we said, it's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's an American thing, because American, right? We're not Americans. We're American. We can figure this out. It's time for a break now, and this is why we appreciate the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, who comes on every week. She scours the highways, the byways, for the viral videos, and some that maybe you've heard about and hadn't seen. And, of course, you can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner and click there. And so whatever viral videos that we've talked about that maybe you miss, you say, oh, gosh, I want to go and see them. All the links are right there. She does such a great job. And Sam, I'm so grateful for you. I just so appreciate you. And our audience loves you because of, you know, what you do. You really make our day with all these stories.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, too. I love sharing the stories. It's quite an honor to get to bring good news to people across the country. What a cool thing I get to do every week.
Well, I'll tell you, you're such a blessing. And I do want to remind people that, you know, because from time to time I get an email, go, oh, I want to get this to Sam. You know, how do I do this? And Sam, give your email address. So if people have an idea or a viral video that they would suggest that you need to talk about, I know you're always open, you know, for their input. So how can they be in touch with you?
Oh, yes. samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
Just like that, samscorner.bml at gmail.com. And BML, of course, for Bill Martinez Live, right?
That's right. That's right.
Hey, by the way, real quick, just a second here. I got my first published commentary. I want to thank Doug Giles and the Clash Daily Store. It is all on their link. I wrote this column on why is everything so loud these days? You know, just an interesting observation into our society and, you know, just some points that you might want to talk about, and you know, let me know your thoughts on it. But the column is up there on the Clash Daily Store. You can go to clashdaily.com Why is everything so loud these days? That's the title of it. And, you know, pull it up and share it with your friends and enjoy. And hopefully it blesses you like Samantha Mao blesses us every week with all these great stories. Hey, let's talk about a Pittsburgh dad who worked three jobs to surprise a teen daughter with a dream dress. Oh, my goodness. Just the headline grabs your heart.
I know. Don't you just love good dads? This video has gone viral, and there's over 13 million views already just on the original video alone, not including all the other videos that have been shared. But 14-year-old Nevaeh Smith found the perfect dress for her eighth grade dance in June, and whenever she found it, she looked at the price tag, and it was about $200, which is quite a hefty price, and her dad's already working three jobs. He works at McDonald's and Popeyes and a local gas station, just trying to make ends meet. And, you know, he didn't say anything then. He just kind of, he didn't make any promises one way or another. He just kind of thought to himself, I'm going to get this dress for my little girl.
Gotta make this happen. Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to make this happen. So he starts picking up shifts, and he was able to surprise her with her. He has her mom come in with her, and her mom suggests recording the video, and we're so glad they did. Her dad's Ricky. And he comes from the back. He actually brought her dress to McDonald's and, you know, put it in the back. And whenever she comes in, it's in a zipper so that she can't see it. And when he reveals it, Nevaeh just breaks down into tears. And, you know, the video is touching so many hearts, I think, because people love seeing a dad that's just, you know, he's just working so hard just to make things happen for his family. And to see him just try so hard for his little girl, what a blessing she has in life. You know, he may not have all the financial resources, but he's giving her everything that any child could possibly need with that love and that hard work that he has.
Wow. What a cool story. And congratulations to the dad, all his hard work, and to the daughter who's going to look absolutely gorgeous on her eighth grade dance in her new dress.
Oh, yeah. That's... Actually, yeah, they posted pictures of her wearing it. She looks beautiful. It's such a perfect little dress on her.
Very cool.
Gorgeous.
Well, excellent. Let's go to the next one. A grocery store employee lets a young man with autism help him stock shelves, which proves my point, and that is that everybody wants a job. They want to be able to feel productive, and this is what this reminds me of. Go ahead.
That's right. Jack Ryan Edwards, he's 17 years old, and he was at the grocery store with his dad, and he has autism. And, you know, so this may not seem like a big deal to some people, as his sister was saying, but... when Jordan Taylor, who works at the Roses Market in Baton Rouge, noticed Jack, he decided to show him how to help shelf. You know, he noticed his interest, and he took about 30 minutes with him, showing him how to shelf products in the store. And, you know, if you watch the video, you can see how patient this employee, Jordan, is being. He's just taking his time, and, you know, he could have brushed him off. He could have said that he wasn't allowed to let him help, and he didn't. He not only helps him, but every time Jack would try to put something on the shelf, he would encourage him. You know, it's not like I'm just showing you. He's encouraging him.
Great job.
And
yeah.
So Jack,
cheering him on. That's
isn't
great.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So what happened was Delaney Edwards, actually Jack's sister, ends up posting this on Facebook, and it goes viral. And they find out that Jordan Taylor is trying to go to college, and he's talked about being an educator in math. He loves math. So they started GoFundMe for him, and he's gotten over $100,000 raised for his college career.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing how
well,
that happens?
That is amazing, and that young man is exceptional. And this is what happens in America every day. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, the kindness that's expressed, this happens more times than we want to hear about because, unfortunately, our mainstream media is so fixated on Russia and other stories. But here on Bill Martinez Live, you get a Main Street perspective of what's happening. And this is, you know, this is a young man with a heart. And though it seems like an exception, it's only because of the news that we're bombarded with, and we don't realize how many other young men and young ladies like them that have a heart, you know, towards people, you know, with autism or some disability, which, you know, if you talk to people who have disabilities, they're not disabled.
Right.
They look at us as being more disabled than they are. I mean, you know, and, you know, so it's all, but it's very sweet that you have somebody there. I think, you know, because, you know, we've mentioned on this show, Sam, that there's this spirit of invalidation. you know, that is going on in our conversation. We're not kind to people. We yell at people anymore. The temperament of this culture right now, it's like you want to grab it by the shoulders. They stop it. You know, this is, you know, this is not respectful. You know, we're all journeying through life together. You have no idea what somebody's going through, if they have autism or some disability that they're dealing with or challenge. You have no idea what happened 5 seconds ago, this individual that is tormenting them and has broken their heart. And we just walk right by them and ignore them and make them feel like they don't matter. And, you know, that's not the American way of life. And, you know, and it's just heartbreaking to see the lack of kindness that's demonstrated and that's been accepted, you know, somehow because of, you know, some political discontent or, you know, some attitudes like, come on, get your acts together. You know, we're fellow human beings. We're going through this together. Go make somebody's day for a day, you know, for a change, huh? Let's talk about these twin sisters that marry twin. I saw this story, too. This is incredible. I mean, these are identical twins, right?
These are identical twins, the whole story. Okay,
wow.
So in this theme of this wedding was called Twice Upon a Time, which is totally appropriate.
Twice Upon a Time, perfect.
It took place at the Twins Day Festival in Twinsburg, Ohio.
Of course.
Where these twins actually met each other last year. So Brianna and Brittany Dean actually are sisters. They're 32 years old, and they met their new husbands, Jeremy and Josh Saylor, at the Twins Festival last year. Mm-hmm. And they got married this year, and they were married by identical ministers, which is just, you know, that's just icing on the cake.
This
I've never
is
seen
really
a more twin themed wedding.
Going the whole number. I mean, twin sisters,
that's
twin brothers, twin ministers.
That's right. And apparently, Brittany and Brianna, when they were little girls, they said that when they were talking about this in kindergarten, they knew that they wanted to marry twin brothers.
Wow.
And what an extraordinary thing to think about when you're that young, you know. And they decided, you know, we're going to marry twin brothers. We know that this is going to be a challenge. It was probably a good idea to go to the Twins Day Festival, kind of increase your chances of meeting another set of twins. And they met a handsome pair of young men, and they're actually going to live in a family. They're going to, like, raise their families together. Their kids will be genetic siblings, even though they're cousins.
Yes,
and they're
going
to all live in the same household. And it's just a crazy story. I suggest people check it out. The pictures for the wedding are identical. They actually wear the same dresses and the same suits. It's quite an amazing.
Oh, that's great. Hey, we got time. We got time for one final story here. Let's go to Hungry Howie's delivery driver showing off his insane piano skills.
That's right. 18-year-old Bryce Tudor is a pizza delivery man for Hungry Howie's in Michigan. And Julie Vichardi said her husband ordered pizza. And when Bryce showed up with the pizza, he noticed the piano, and her husband decided to invite him in to play. So it's an amazing thing he did. He actually ends up playing Beethoven. He said he's self-taught. I suggest anybody who has a chance go listen to this. You cannot appreciate
He's playing Beethoven, delivering pizza. He plays Beethoven. Are you kidding me?
It's amazing. You get dinner and a show. I bet more people are ordering some Hungry Howies after this.
They better be tipping big. I mean, my goodness, what a special blessing there. And, yes, go to the website, go to Sam's Corner, check it out. The audio is sensational. You will, it'll put a smile on your face. And that's what Samantha Mao does to us every week. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. Great job.
Thank you. Bye.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My